The doctor pulled the bell cord hanging by Bob's front door.
Doctor!
Bob seemed surprised to see him so soon, but the doctor smiled winningly and invited himself inside. He looked round with interest. The house was not big, but it was full of Glint artifacts. There were paintings and pictures of Glint's ship and her crew hanging on every wall. He tapped the glass over a picture.
You know, I didn't realise about Glint's crew. Were they all robots?
The picture showed a group of figures standing outside the main hatch of Glint's ship. The figure in the middle was evidently Glint himself, a tall, broad-shouldered man with black hair and an enormous beard. Kneeling at Glint's feet was a boy of about 15. But none of the other figures were human. Seven robots, all of different design, but all obviously built for combat. The one on Glint's left was shorter than its captain by a head, but almost as broad. Its left arm ended in a vicious-looking blade. The face was a blank mask of metal with gaping dark eyes and mouth, like a skull.
That's Robbie the cabin boy.
A small finger reached out and pointed at the kneeling figure. The finger belonged to Jim. He had managed to push between the doctor and Bob without being noticed.
Do you know the names of the robots too?
The doctor asked.
Oh yes, I know them all.
He pointed to the squat shape beside Glint.
That's Salvo 750. The tall Mark III battle robot behind is Cannon K.
I've got an old action figure of him. Uncle Bob doesn't like me playing with it because it's quite rare. You're supposed to keep it in the box and not use it, then it's more valuable.
But I think it should be played with. I've got them all, but Cannon K's the only one from the original set, when they first came out.
The doctor leaned slightly closer. You carry on playing with it, he whispered, because now what? You're right. That's what toys are for.
Have to get Bob to mend it again first, though, Jim said sadly. The head keeps coming off. We glue it back on, but the neck's really thin. I think it's a design flaw, but Bob says the figure's really accurate.
You got a toy of this one too, then? The doctor asked, pointing to another of the robots.
Jim nodded.
That's Elvis, he said.
The robot the doctor was pointing to seemed to have flared metal legs and painted eyebrows.
No one knows why he was called that.
And this one?
The doctor pointed to what looked like an oil drum with stubby legs and machete-tipped arms.
Got him too. That's Dusty. And that one is Stubbs.
Jim was tapping his finger on a bulky robot that had caterpillar tracks instead of feet.
Next to him is Octo-19, that one with all the segmented arms, and last of all is Smithers.
The final robot seemed to be leaking dark fluid all down its front. Apart from that, it looked like a fairly respectable metal and plastic representation of a man.
Last and least, Bob said, he was the engineer, worked below decks.
Last, the doctor said, then who's that? He pointed to the final figure, a large, dark silhouette, the detail lost in the shadows at the edge of the picture.
There's no one, Bob said, just a shadow.
The doorbell rang and Jim ran to see who it was. The doctor took the opportunity to ask Bob, if you're so mad keen on Glint and the romance and the swashbuckling and the lore of the spaceways, why am I so down on Jim when he wants to find out more? The doctor nodded.
I'm not a romantic, Doctor. Not like Drell McCavity. He's really drawn by the stories of the lost treasure and the casket and everything. My interest is more academic, and I have a regard for the truth behind the legend. I know it wasn't all excitement and heroism and derring do.
No, the doctor agreed quietly. It wasn't.
People died, Bob said.
And the doctor was surprised to see there was real sadness in his eyes.
Oh, Glint didn't kill people just for the hell of it. Though I think Salvo and some of the other robots probably did. But if they got in the way of the wealth, if it cost a few people's lives to get a little bit richer, he shrugged. Never mind the piracy and the theft and the looting. Hamlet Glint didn't value life. That was his real crime. And I don't want Jim growing up with that attitude.
The doctor nodded. He was beginning to understand. And Bob looked as if he wanted to talk. There were tears welling up in his eyes. The doctor smiled sadly. Who did you lose? He asked quietly. But before Bob could reply, Jim came back in with Rose, and the moment was lost.